Welcome to Canada's Property Management Podcast, your number one resource for investing, managing, and maximizing the value of your real estate assets. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's rental property experts.
I'm practicing my... I have to practice my smile. So we're going to be talking about Guido today. No, I'm kidding. Very unique. Well, actually, I don't know how unique it is. Someone buys a property and the tenant had been given their notice to vacate, but they don't leave on possession date. Wow. What do you do?
Like, it is as unique to me to hear about it, because we honestly, we don't see this very often.
Well, it's Saskatchewan. Everyone is sweet and kind and listens.
But we just had this happen in the Saskatoon office. And I do know that this is something that happens a lot. It does happen in BC and Ontario, like where you have super low vacancy or rents have really gone up, tenants don't have anywhere to go. And this is kind of the case that happened here. This is what the individual told us. So happened over a weekend. They're supposed to move at the end of the month. An owner, I'm giving the Reader's Digest version of this one or the podcast version. Owner's going to be moving in. It's been a rental for a number of years. So obviously there's going to be, you know, a fresh coat of paint. There's, you know, things that you want to do, obviously. So they're going to come in and do this. They're arranging for things and the tenant doesn't leave.
Who are you representing? The current owner or the new owner?
In this case, I'm sorry, that was the owner that had the property who was now going to be moving in. So it's not a new party, which actually, thank goodness, because at least we knew who they were. They knew us. They knew how we operated. If it was a brand new owner, I think that would have been more difficult because they would have just been blaming us for, you know, bad tenant and things like that. In this case, I felt for the tenant. The tenant had been ill and the tenant just wasn't in a position physically to move. She needed to get some help. She didn't get some help. And like, you know, there's this fine line between like, we care, we care, we care. And this is a business and we have to like accommodate all of these parties. So a lot of people are like, well, just force her out. Just go change the locks. As you said, just go send in my husband and my son-in-law.
And or Guido. I just realized, and my apologies to anyone who thinks the term Guido is politically incorrect, but that's what we used to call hitmen to go collect the rent.
Yeah. And you can't do that. This is, there's always a process. There's a process. There's a process, to do this. There's, you know, tenants do have some rights and it's not as easy when something like this happens. So we immediately had communication. We immediately tried to see both sides and you're trying to like mitigate this whole situation. But then we started the paperwork so that on Monday morning, when the Office of Residential Tenancies here in Saskatchewan opened up, they had the paperwork there. The problem with that, though, is that a lot of these boards and tenancy, residential tenancy boards are so backlogged with things that are going on in these jurisdictions dealing with the rental housing industry that we weren't even going to get a hearing until the latter part of October.
So where did the owner move to?
Exactly. Well, they had to obviously make adjustments because we couldn't have both parties living in there at the same time.
That's our next episode, how to live with your past tenant.
Right? That's a totally different episode. So I don't think I could even give tips on that, though, actually. I have to think about that. So in landlord law, in the land of being a landlord, you actually have to get an order of possession if you are going to take possession and do anything that, you know, forceful. And then you have to hire a sheriff and then you have to get the sheriff to call you. And they're going to probably call you at some time when you actually can't run there that second, but you're going to have to drop what you're doing and run there. And then you're going to get the locks changed. And then they're going to stand there while the tenant gets some stuff out. And when the tenant can't get all the stuff out, then you're going to have to take inventory of everything. Like, this can be so, so frustrating for people. And like I said, thankfully it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And if you are having your property managed, please don't get mad at your property manager. They probably did all that they can, but now they have a responsibility to keep things moving. And that's exactly what we did. As a result, we're on day 4, I think it was, and the tenant moved out. So it was a lot of conversations, making them understand what's going to happen and et cetera. You know, maybe slightly, not scaring, that's maybe a hard word, but just making them understand they don't have a legal right to be there. So now we're going to take the legal means to make sure that they have to leave. And it would be in their best interest to try to do that on their own. So it was a good news story, I guess, in the end. But lots of pain along the way.
It reminds me of advice that I think I've been given every time that we purchased an investment property. And it's advice that we've been given. And that advice always comes from the lawyer. And the lawyer says, when you're writing an offer, it's much easier to, on possession date, that you're taking the property vacant. Okay. And I don't know how, you know, your personal opinion on that, but in, you know, in these kind of situations, you understand why a lawyer would recommend, when you're buying an investment property, to have the condition be that it's vacant so that the prior owner had the responsibility to vacate the tenant, right? Of course, then you're into, you know, financing issues that you need market rents instead of a signed lease, et cetera. But I think, like, I understand how a lawyer would draw that conclusion to get it vacant on possession.
Yeah, there's a couple of things we've done, because in the market that we're in, a lot of people have been selling over the last couple of years. House prices have gone up. You know, they're looking at it. Do I want to still be an investor? Maybe I could sell this investment property and do something else. All of these things that are happening because of the market. And so they're coming to sell. So what we're doing is being very, very proactive with our tenants. Rather than just sending them a notice saying, hey, you're going to have to move out in a couple months, whatever the time frame is in your jurisdiction. Instead, we're saying the owner has decided to sell. New owner is going to be probably moving in. We don't know for sure if it's going to remain as an investment property. Why don't we start looking for something else for you? And so if you know you are helping as the landlord them move into another property, then you probably have a better guarantee that the property is going to be vacant on possession. But it is, you know, it's a juggling act sometimes, right? Actually, one of the latest hires that we have in the Saskatoon office, a new property manager, she's a juggler. She legitimately juggles. Yeah. I'm going to send a video to you at some point.
Yeah.
It was a great skill to have as a property manager, don't you think?
It's the most important skill to have. You have to be able to juggle as a property manager. And you know what? I think it's time that we start advertising for jugglers instead of property managers.
So transitionary, those skills. Yeah.
It's too real.
Now that's real property management.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Property Management Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating, which will help us reach more listeners. Until next time, connect with us on social media and online at realpm.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.